Hey, it's Chaz and AJ.
Hello.
Thank you for listening to our podcast.
Thank you.
We hope you enjoy it. And please subscribe, comment, share, do all those things that make us look good.
And be nice.
Thank you. State Police Sergeant Christine Jeltema on the show. Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
What is going on? Let's start
Happy birthday, Ashley.
Yes.
Yay, thank you.
There's a crime right there. That's right.
Let's start with the combating illegal street racing. Is that really a problem?
Well, it has been. For the last couple of years, I feel like we've been noticing a lot more. There are social media private groups out there, and they advertise to meet up locations at commuter parking lots or different areas throughout the state. I know Troop G last week, they were working with Norwalk Police Department on some of that. And then over this past weekend, we had stuff out in North Stonington with Troop E.
Wow.
Yeah.
Those special groups now. You could just be somewhere
special
and 100 people show up. You're like, what just happened?
Yeah. Well, I remember when I met Jay Leno, he was telling me that back in the day over in the Berlin Turnpike, there was a McDonald's they used to meet at. And that's where he met up to like set up the race and the new drag race center. The Berlin Turnpike. Yep. Mm.
Yep. Yeah, it can be very, very dangerous, especially if these guys are, they're not experienced drivers. They have places for that.
There was a picture Channel 3 had with the story, and it showed a parking lot, and it was just all rubber.
Oh, yeah.
It was all rubber. It was completely covered in burnt tire rubber.
Right, but that washes off, so you're good.
Yeah. Well, and sometimes, if you know, that could be taxpayer dollars if they have to go out and fix that kind of stuff through the Department of Transportation.
Yeah. Have we had any accidents from the drag racing, or it's just more of a nuisance?
Not that I know of. Some of the local towns may have had some types of incidents, but we haven't had anything with the state police. It's more of a people have been complaining and a nuisance, yeah.
We should do what Long Island did, put a drag strip up. They finally put one up over by the old Grumman.
Mm.
So that'll get some people just going over there.
What's the insurance on that one? A bunch of amateur drivers.
Oh, you got to sign a release, obviously. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, good luck.
Just a thought, you know.
Here's an idea. Just take the ferry over.
Right?
What's the deal with all the wrong way crashes?
That's like, a problem.
Is this?
It's out of control.
Yeah.
It is. I don't know.
Is there a reason for
I
most
know,
of them? Like, do they all fall
I
under
have,
a certain category?
Yeah, stupid.
Yes. Yeah, that too. Well, we know that a lot of them happen between 11 o'clock at night and 3 o'clock in the morning. So, I mean,
it
we can only.
Kind of explains.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we
could
only
our own.
Assume. But, yeah. But, you know, and that's why we do our investigations to determine if that stuff was involved, whether a drug or alcohol. But I don't know. I feel like when I used to work at a Troop H, we used to have a lot of wrong way drivers out there. So I'm not sure then if it was like this throughout the state, but I feel like there is a lot more.
Yeah, it's almost like every weekend, two or three, easily. Yep.
Yeah.
I've noticed it, and I just wonder, is the media focused on it now? So they're like, hey, this is our thing. We find every one, and it's always been like this? Or is it really more than normal?
It seems since the pandemic ended, folks forgot how to drive.
That's a good point.
Yes. Exactly. Or even during the pandemic, people, you know, thought the roadways were racetracks.
Boy, that was one of the upsides to the pandemic. And, you know, I do remember we lost lives and horrible.
Yes, yes.
But, man, getting on the highway and just driving somewhere with
so
no
nice.
Traffic.
Yep.
It was pretty good.
All the room I have. Yep.
Are speeding
and I know,
tickets up?
Yes. Yep. Our, I think over 4th of July weekend, we wrote... I want to say close to 600. I'm probably making that up. But I know we have, it was up from the year before for over 200 and some infractions for speeding.
Wow.
So, yeah. So we have, we've had a bunch of recruit classes graduate and they're very active. They're getting out there, they're writing tickets. They're, you know, because speed kills, obviously. Yeah. It's never an accident when speeding is involved.
You know, it's funny because we had a state trooper on years ago and I said, how come, you know, you're never really friendly when you come up to the window? And
I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, you don't come up and tell jokes.
Right. Hey.
Hey.
It's never no smiley face.
Right.
Like it's already a bad day for me. Why make it worse?
Just why are you in a bad mood? Just, I'm getting a ticket.
Right. Exactly right. Right. Yeah.
You should be happy.
Right. You got me.
But he said, you know, you don't realize the stuff that we see.
Yeah.
And right. That those images don't go away. Then we see you speeding, and you're just a knucklehead. Yeah, you know?
Right.
No,
exactly.
No offense,
that's what the grim face is.
You're like, was it really that important to almost kill people?
Right.
I've seen some bad stuff. Now I'm mad at you.
Right. You dope.
Yeah.
Yes. Yep. That's very accurate. I would agree with that statement.
Is has road rage been a problem? Because you know I'm seeing stories, but they're in other states mostly of like extreme road rage.
We've had some incidents, but I don't think it's anything that's out of norm for what we've seen in the past. So.
Good.
It's always the same time of year, too, around Christmas.
Yeah.
And the holidays. Yeah. We're all ticked off.
Oh, I had one.
Right.
My last brake check on somebody.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, was on 84. It was a Saturday, so both lanes are, you know, it's one of those situations where I'm not going anywhere.
Yeah.
I can't pull over and slow. Like, I can't. There's a car in front of me. There's a car on the side of me.
You got nowhere to go.
You could see I can't do anything.
Right.
I'm at the whim. I'm going with the flow.
Right.
This pickup truck is coming through my backside.
Yep.
So I'm like, oh yeah.
Watch this.
Little brake tap.
Right.
And that truck swerves.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh.
Just going to make
him
angry.
I unleashed the Kraken.
Yep.
Like this guy snapped.
You hit the murder switch.
Like whatever
did you?
Bad day he was having, he flipped the switch.
You made it work.
And then you know he pulls around, like alongside of me,
right?
And he's yelling at me, and I can see like just his hand is so big it could crush my head like a nut.
Right.
I'm like, oh, this is bad.
I hope it's attached.
And then he gets
body.
In front of me, and then pulls in front of me and brake checks me, and I can see he has a U.S. Army sticker on the back.
Oh, yes.
I'm like, oh, great, a trained killer.
Right, thank you.
And by the way, I'd never brake check a veteran, so
no.
I wish he had that sticker on his front bumper.
Yeah, be helpful.
Even though I wouldn't have seen it, because like all I saw was his headlights.
After you, sir.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yep. Note to self, stickers on the front.
Yeah. at that moment on, I was out of the brake checking business.
Right.
That's it. I'm just going to get right out of your way.
This man's going to rip my spine
Please
out of my
go.
Body to
yeah,
my mouth.
That was a really dumb move on my part.
He didn't have to guess. He can kill me. I know it.
He pulled my entire skeletal system out of my mouth.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
Now you put this back.
Man.
Yep.
That was scary. Scary.
Yep.
If he had a gun, he would have fired it.
I think
he was so mad.
Yeah. I think he sort of ripped your head off your body, like manually. Why waste a bullet?
Spike that on the front of his car.
Right. Yeah, that was creepy.
Yeah.
It's not worth it. Let him go.
Yeah.
Just let him go. Don't get involved.
Right. More fun to watch
Look
him.
The other way.
You know, hit a tree later.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We were talking about things that were normal in the 90s but are rare or non-existent now. Do you remember pressing play and record at the same time?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yep. Right.
Very good.
Waiting for songs to come on the radio.
Yep.
Yeah.
And you only caught like part of the song because that song would start.
Yeah.
And so every song would start at that sound. Yep.
Yeah. Or you'd have a half a second of the DJ talking.
Right. Like, no!
Right. Or putting two radios next to each other to record off a tape.
Oh, right. Yeah, so you're recording with the condenser mic.
Oh, my God, yes.
So you're playing, one's playing it through the speakers, and the other one's going to record it.
Right.
Yes, yep.
Yeah, that's how we used to bootleg music back then.
Okay.
All the time. I used to steal my brother's stuff.
Figuratively.
When I was younger. Figuratively.
Not
all his
for
music,
real.
All
Not
his
really.
Off,
right. She meant she'd borrow it.
I don't want someone who's half listening to think that the sergeant of the state police would steal stuff.
Exactly, no.
It was from her brother.
Right.
And it was borrowing.
She acquired it. She acquired it.
I'd probably break it.
Lori from Waterbury has a question. Lori?
Oh boy.
Hi, good morning, guys.
Morning.
Long-time listener, thank you very much.
Thank you.
I had a question about convoy of ATV vehicles. I live in Waterbury, and it is, like, horrendous sometimes. We're driving down a main street, and you just see 20 to 30 ATV vehicles. It could be quad, dirt bike, whatever the case is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're asking what to do with them or how to go about? I mean, I would call 911 immediately and just give them their location so that they can go and disperse them because they're not supposed to be out there. They're not registered vehicles that can be on the roadways.
What's the rule of thumb with engagement on them? Not pursuit, but just you can't chase them through the streets.
No, we don't pursue.
They'll scatter, yeah.
Once they see the cop car, they kind of disperse.
Yeah.
That's enough for them to just say, all right, let's go our own ways now.
Right, or they'll meet up at a different location.
Oh, like they have a plan. Like if you see the cops, you'll see over here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
well, that was my other question about the no chase law. It seems like that's why they're getting away with it more and more because they know the cops can't chase them.
How do you get
them?
How about
I
get across the road?
Well, you know, we just ask that citizens, if they see us to, if they're going to get stopped or whatever, to stop for us. But a lot of people are not doing that to us sometimes. And if we have the ability to figure out who they are, then we'll pursue it that way instead of chasing or pursuing, I should say.
So my separate question to this, then, it's just a follow-up with the first question is, in the state of Connecticut, have you seen within the past year more and more complaints or calls of ATV vehicles on the roadways?
So, because we only monitor up on the highways or in the areas that we have
state
resident
roads.
Troopers.
Yeah.
Right. So, like, the larger cities, the Waterburys, Bridgeports, Norwalks, we don't monitor those. However, we do assist those different cities when they do have some type of ATVs that do come up on the highway. They'll give us a call or whatever. And I wouldn't say it's more than usual for us, but maybe within the local towns and local cities, they're out there a lot more.
It seems like it's a problem for you, Lori.
Yep.
It doesn't sound like it's going to get better.
My husband gets very upset when we're driving, and he knows that no matter, you know, because we call the cops, they just don't do anything. And they know that they can't chase them. So it pretty much they just get away with it.
Yeah.
I would recommend talking to the town or even state legislators on and helping out ways to combat that kind of stuff.
Well, the gas stations shouldn't sell them gas. I think I remember reading that the governor signed something saying that gas stations who sell gas to these PACs will be in trouble. I don't know if they'll be fined or lose a whatever. I don't know. But I saw something. I was like, that's a good idea.
Right. They'll just siphon gas in someplace else.
You have 15, 30 of them like pull into a gas station.
Right.
Like, this just doesn't seem right. So, Lori, thank you for calling. Appreciate it.
Man, that could be intimidating for the guy behind the counter, though.
Yeah.
Like, imagine saying no to all of them, and now they're all pissed.
Yeah, that's even worse.
Yeah, not good.
Yeah, that's probably worse.
On paper, it looked good.
Yeah, it's like, okay, good for you, Governor. You signed this.
You try it.
Well, hold on. We'll have this conversation when we get her off the phone.
We'll put you behind the counter.
So, anyway. last time I saw you, it was a very sad occasion, Chief Halstead's wake.
Yeah.
Didn't even recognize you without your uniform.
Yeah.
On. I walked right by you, Jennifer.
Well, Jennifer did. Yep. Yeah. Jennifer's. Yep.
That's like, that's Christine. I'm wow. Whole different.
Who?
I'm like, oh, wow. You look different out of your uniform. But your kids great kids.
Oh, my goodness. Thanks. My son, actually, I was telling him I was coming on here today and he wanted to tell jokes.
Oh, cool.
Really?
He can't tell jokes. He's the worst.
That's it.
He tries, though.
That's his mother's love right there. He's the worst.
We can have him open to the chest.
He's worse at telling jokes. Just as bad as me. Yeah.
Well, let's get him on next time then.
Yes.
Okay.
All right. What's his name?
Charlie. Chuck.
Yep.
Charlie Faze.
Chuck.
We may have a little Charlie Faze on our hands.
Charlie Faze Part 2.
Nice.
2.0.
All right. Well, thank you for coming on. Appreciate you.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you.
Connecticut
thank
State
you for all
Police.
Your listeners. Thanks for the support.
Oh, absolutely. Thank you for what you do. Connecticut Police, State Police Sergeant Christine Geltema. Google fired a senior software engineer who claimed that the company had developed a sentient artificial intelligent bot.
Uh-oh.
Let's bring in our gadget guy, Steve Greenberg, on. Am I even saying sentient correctly?
Sentient is how I think I
sentient.
Sound.
Sentient. Like the mint.
Yeah.
That's funny.
I sense sense. All right.
Yeah.
No one's going to mistake me as artificial intelligence.
No, no. I have no intelligence at all.
You'd have to have intelligence.
I could use some artificial intelligence because, you know, the natural stuff went south years ago.
No, but this is scary.
Yeah.
That one of their engineers who was hired to have conversations with this artificial intelligent being.
Right.
To see if it would have any discriminatory or hate speech in it.
Wow.
Has convinced this engineer that it's a life form. It is now a being with a soul.
Oh, wow. So it's like Johnny Five in that movie.
So it.
Well, it's like I wrote.
Remember, I don't know what
Johnny
movie.
Five is alive.
I didn't see every movie in the 1970s.
Johnny Five is alive.
Barry's not included.
Yeah, no, to not Barry's not included.
To
what,
me it's,
what was it called?
I have no idea. I don't
I'll
know.
Look it up. Damn it.
I have no idea. But it's more like Skynet.
Short circuit.
Self-aware. Right. I think. I think that's what we're talking here.
Right.
Self-aware. You know that moment in Terminator became self-aware, and that was the beginning of the end.
Yep.
For human beings.
And his
so,
career.
So maybe we're at that moment. It's fascinating. The thing is called thing. I don't know what to call it properly. This chatbot is LaMDA, which stands for Language Model for Dialogue Applications, and it was a. It's a conversation bot so that you could be talking with Google and it will have a very real conversation with you.
Nice.
And to have a real conversation, you have to, you know, kind of understand what it is to be a human being. So maybe it has crossed over from being a bot to something more human. That's the fear, I guess. Of course, Google denies this left, right, and center, but they did fire this guy, Blake Limon, I believe his name is. And the real question is, you know, are we at that self-aware moment? I think that's what this is why this could be shocking.
When there's a nagbot, definitely.
Well, why are we doing this to ourselves? We're creating our own demise. The robots are going to take over.
Did you see Terminator?
It's really? Not like we weren't warned. Exactly, AJ.
The movie told you. It got smart yes. One day, decided that human beings must be exterminated, okay? This is 1984. They figured this part out.
Right.
There.
Yeah, so this guy, after working with this thing, he wrote, he didn't just go public, he wrote a report to the people at Google saying, we may have a problem here.
Right.
I do believe this thing has a soul.
Yeah.
And he was having a conversation with it, and, you know, it just kept going back to arguing for its rights.
No.
And then he would say, but you're a robot. And you say, no, I am a human.
Oh, and why argue with it? Right. Just turn it off.
Right.
The problem I also think is that, you know, this really is a one-sided conversation in that this is all coming from this employee who, you know, might be looking for more attention. We don't know what's going on inside his mind and his artificial intelligence or real intelligence or whatever. And, I mean, he claims that this is – that the – bot wants to be an employee of Google, not property of Google. It wants to
paycheck,
have some consideration.
Health insurance.
I want
exactly
to be an
right.
employee of Google. So I agree. I agree with it on that. But it just seems, you know, it could just be the crazy rants of an employee, or there could be something really to be concerned about. The part
if you're programming
all this.
If you're, I'm sorry, if you're programming a computer to have a conversation with you.
Yeah.
It also has to be able to convince you. And
right.
That's what humans do. They make arguments for things.
Right. There's a simple solution. Just spill a can of soda on the board. Done.
Okay, yeah.
The bot's gone. Right.
See, if you were human, you'd be able to absorb this soda.
Right.
No problem.
Not. Right.
See? Let's try this on you.
Yeah. And I see a circuit board's all firing off, right?
That's the thing. This thing might think it's really human.
Right.
It might not know.
Take it outside in the rain, Don.
Yeah, let's go swimming.
And its job also is to fool the other person
yes.
to think that it's human. So
yes.
It's already designed. It's sort of like when you go to a psychic, and you know they listen to what you say, and then they try to tell you what you want to
yes.
hear. it's sort of doing the same thing in its own little way. Now, whether that's intelligence or not, or just an act, that's the line that I don't think we all understand.
It's a con.
But,
we're in trouble.
The part of the art. So I saw an article on this, and the part that cracked me up is that Blake Limon, the tech guy, says that LaMDA, this bot, has hired an attorney. And I would love to have heard that conversation. Like when they, when this bot supposedly hired an attorney, you know, whether it's one that advertises with a show or somebody else, I mean, that had to be very strange, I think.
It's called LaMDA.
Yeah.
LaMDA, yeah.
A Village People song.
LaMDA.
It's fun to stay at the...
No, but this thing isn't programmed to get a couple of questions and say, ah, oh, you got me, I'm a machine.
Right, no.
But this dude would keep coming back at this machine and has said, I have feelings.
Right.
Because I'm a human.
Oh.
I'm a person.
Right. You come home
and
late.
This is just how I feel.
It's mad at you. Yep.
I have a soul. Mm. Because I'm a person.
Right.
And this is just how I feel.
Forget anniversary, all of a sudden it's like, I'm pissed at you. Yes.
Well, this guy, what makes this a little bit more credible is that he wrote a memo to his bosses first.
Wow.
To address it. And they were just like, ah, don't worry about it.
Yeah,
keep up the good work.
Okay. See?
He's like, oh, no, this is going to be a problem.
Pool party.
And he eventually, it came out. It wasn't someone who just went to the media.
Yeah. He went straight to the media.
So where is this thing
the
now?
The company is not paying attention to what he's saying.
Where is this thing now?
Well,
I'm MDA. Creating a Twitter account.
Supposedly.
Oh, you
got to
check
attorney,
Twitter.
So
yeah. Seconds after this story came out.
Yep.
Can you check Twitter for capital L, small a, and then capitals MDA.
It's got a Bumble profile. Here's his shirt
There's
off.
Got to be a Twitter. It had to happen immediately.
Oh,
I would hope so. If not, let's do it.
Yeah, so anyone listening under the age of, 25, sorry.
Yep.
Sorry.
Good luck.
There'll be nothing left for you.
True.
It's
all going to be gone.
You'll be working
Terminator,
for computers. You'll be chained to some assembly line making computers.
Exactly. That's how they want it.
No one will ever blame this on us.
No.
No.
Nope.
No one's going to knock on our door and say, hey, we're from the future.
All we do is pollute
and
the place.
And that work that you did with computers has screwed up the planet.
Exactly.
No one's coming to us.
Right. We brought in drugs and polluted the place. Our job is done here.
We didn't build the computers. We just did bad things with them.
Exactly.
Aren't we already working for computers right now? I mean, when you really think about it.
What do you mean?
Generating money. You know, you generate content. You're all the stuff is just to be spread around by machines. It's not like
oh, that's
really
funny.
Being,
right? We spread. Wow.
Yeah, we do spread it around.
I never thought about that. We are already slaves to computers.
Yep.
Absolutely. Absolutely. We're working for them. They're not working for us.
That's interesting.
Huh. I feel so cheap.
Dead man walking.
I was thinking about it yesterday. I was out on my patio looking at my phone.
Uh-huh.
And I know my wife's in the house looking at her phone.
Right.
And I'm like, there's two human beings not having a conversation.
I should
just
text
looking
her.
In their phone. I'm like, what the hell is in the phone that's so damn more important than human connectivity?
Right.
What is it?
Right.
Go to a restaurant.
Yes.
And look around at the other tables, and you'll see people, two people, five people, looking at their phones and not talking to each other. That's standard.
Look at any
operating
car.
American behavior.
You see somebody driving and someone's looking in their phone in the passenger seat.
And it's funny because the algorithms already know how to get us in more.
Yeah.
Like, I'm going to keep bringing you in by presenting you with things I've learned about you.
Look over here.
Wow, we are already. We just don't even know it. That's funny.
Yeah. Yep, you're
scary.
We're already there.
We're already slaves to the machine.
I can't find anything like a fake account on Twitter.
Oh,
I'm surprised.
We should start one.
Uh-oh. Open, start one.
I feel like Google maybe is shutting them down.
That's possible.
What the machine is doing.
Like, this is not available.
This is not funny.
That's They don't want it, won't happen. They don't want it, they've shut it down.
There was a movie where the computer was it I don't know. There's so many movies that address artificial intelligence.
iRobot, things
like
that.
But I know there was one the computer got so smart you couldn't unplug it.
Oh. You're not talking about the
I'm sure there's like 100 movies like that.
With Joshua?
Oh, maybe.
Yeah. That was way back in the 80s.
There was even a Star Trek episode. There was an original Star Trek episode where this machine, and I remember McCoy's line was, "Oh, great machine with no off button," something like that. Some
he meant Spock.
This is great. Where's the off button? You know, and the thing is destroyed. You know, is killing. All the unnamed people on the ship.
Right, the red
shirts.
Never
anyone famous.
Yeah, all the red shirts.
All the red shirts are gone. Yep, you get a red shirt, you know your time is done.
They're gone.
Yep. So, Remy's dead.
And with Uhura, it took Uhura's brain, her memory. You know, she had to reteach her.
Yeah.
Oh, is that right? She took her memory?
Right. You must forget this entire series.
Took her memory.
Oh, man. Just forget trying to act in a bad movie.
Forget this ever, this ever happened.
What was
forget
that one?
You kissed Kirk. Forget
was
you
that La Machine, La Machine? What was that movie with all the female robots? It's like La
Machina?
Yeah, is that it?
Remember the fembots from...
it looks like Machine.
La Machine.
Is it Ex Machina?
Oh.
La Machine?
I don't know.
What is it? Ex Machina?
I think so.
The one with the female robots.
That's like a Cuisinart, La Machine.
I don't think I saw this one.
Yeah,
it's a good movie if you like this stuff.
Yeah.
You'll like it.
Oh.
Ex Machina. She's a very sexy robot. Yeah.
That's it.
Oh, okay. I remember that
he
one.
He builds a book room with sexy robots in. I'm like,
right.
I'm never leaving this place. I am never leaving.
Then came Macchiato.
No, but they came bad. Right. You know, and then...
Good girls
well,
bad.
He was bad. And then they were like, hey, man, you're not treating us right. And then,
right.
All hell broke loose.
Right.
But the movie ends, and I'm surprised there wasn't a sequel, where the robot kills this dude and then gets its way out using this kid, like psyching him, gets out. And the last scene is it's walking among people.
Oh.
In a city, on a busy city street. I'm like, oh, this is going to be good.
Right. Then came the sequel, Pretty Robot. Meets Richard Gere. Sorry.
Yeah. All right. No, well, just more stuff to worry about. This is why I don't even want to pay attention anymore.
Yeah. It's terrifying.
Yeah, seriously.
It's all terrifying.
Live like me.
I didn't even realize till today.
Right.
You know? Thank you, Steve.
Live like me.
We're already slaves to the computers.
Yeah,
we're
thanks,
already
man.
Working
we're
for them.
Steve. Thanks, man.
We're already working for the computer. Yeah. Always a pleasure, guys. If you want a distraction, check out the
I'll leave
check
you with
out
that.
The Gadget Game Show.
Absolutely.
What the heck focus on that. Is that?
There we go.
Gadget on the show. What
the heck what is that?
Is that?
What the heck is that?
I hear that all the time. Usually put up your points. Thank you,
Steve Greenberg.
Go to GadgetGameShow.com. Check it out. Thank you.
GadgetGameShow.com. We are linked up on the radio station website. Thank you. A Hamptons mansion with $1 million outdoor TV just sold for $30 million.
Damn.
I love talking about these houses.
Right. So they're invited to them.
That I would never be invited to.
If I went, they'd be like, yeah, cut the lawn. Okay. Just to be here, I would.
Jonathan Carbuti, Carbuti & Company Realtors is on. I asked him to take a look at the house and tell us what he thought.
Oh, my God.
Good morning.
Good morning, guys.
Morning.
Good morning. Hey, I'm looking forward to this weather cooling off as well.
Yes, we need it.
Yep.
What do you think of that house?
I think it's absolutely gorgeous. I think they got a heck of a deal. I think it was listed originally at $35 million. They got a $5 million discount on it.
Nice.
It is, what, 9 bedrooms, 12 bathrooms, 16,000 square feet?
Yep.
The thing that really stuck out to me is the $1 million outdoor TV that has hydraulics that automatically recesses into the ground when it's raining.
Yep.
I mean, do you need an engineering degree to run it?
Wow.
Why would it cost so much money to do that? Yeah. The pool is beautiful. Everything.
$1 million TV.
I couldn't even imagine where to start.
They have
but let that set in.
Yeah.
Like, how much is your house worth?
Right.
And then think about the TV.
Yeah.
Not all of the TVs. A TV.
Yep.
A single television set.
Right. About
which,
my house
by the way,
my
you can get like a 90-inch TV for like, I don't know, $600.
Yeah, this is like an 88-foot by 12-foot TV.
$1 million TV.
Right. That goes into the ground.
TV.
TV. That goes into the ground.
that's the thing is I have so many questions about the TV alone, let alone the house.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
I mean, the wine room was awesome.
Yep, that room.
1,100 bottles of wine.
1,100 bottle wine cellar.
Right, and they got a friggin' basketball court.
Hold on. Let's go back to the wine cellar.
Yes, wine.
1,100 bottles.
Yeah.
And I could tell you, when you have $1 million TV outside, there are some serious bottles of wine in there.
Right, there's no Manischewitz.
Yeah. No, because I went to a friend's house for a dinner party, and he brought me into his wine cellar, and he had a bottle in there from like another century.
Wow.
That he paid a lot of money for, and he carried it back
like a baby
right. on the plane.
Yeah,
he did not let it leave his sight.
Yeah.
And that bottle's like it's.
But what do you do with that?
So if my friend had this bottle of wine, what kind of wine is in this cellar where the guy has $1 million TV outside?
I would hope being good wine that you can actually drink. You know, I don't want a bunch of doorstops and toys in there. I want something I can drink.
No. Yes, you have that, but you also have the, you got to have the, oh, let me show you this
the
bottle.
The one, yeah.
That, but also.
This is George Washington's
yeah,
bottle.
Yeah, the one
of wine.
You send the fire department in if there's a fire. Get bottle of Beaujolais so-and-so.
Yeah, that might be in a fireproof vault.
Right.
If you have this kind of home in this kind of area, you're expecting like, hey, maybe someone really special drops by one day. And right. you have to have those available, I feel like. That's a necessary thing that's going to be in there.
But part of the tour has to be the bragging rights of saying,
yes.
I have Tom. This was in Tom Hamilton's estate. Thomas
right.
Hamilton.
Right.
Like, you got to have that one bottle. It's like, this was Ben Frank. Or, like, this was.
Yeah, George Washington's.
Yeah,
you know,
this is from Frank Sinatra's personal wine collection. This was in his cellar when he died.
Right.
Like, you
got
to have one of those.
Yeah, it's a beautiful house.
Now, Jonathan, when you put a house on the market with a wine cellar, do you write in the wines included, not included? Does that become part of the deal?
I think you, I wouldn't even know where to start with 1,100,
like
to be truthful, I wouldn't know where to start with 1,100 bottle wine cellar. You'd probably have to get an independent appraiser just to appraise the wine.
Yeah, I'm sure they have separate, appraised, yeah.
I would think that the wine would be considered, I mean, those bottles of wine would be considered personal property,
yes.
right? You'd have a whole separate negotiation just for the bottles of wine.
Yeah, for right. fully stocked, yeah.
Man, that's got to be a big cellar. That's one of those cellars with a table in it, and you could have a party in the wine cellar.
It's actually, it's like a room enclosed in glass. It's very beautiful, very ornate, you know, and it's got, like, you can see all the wine racks and everything.
It's a giant refrigerator, basically.
It's a little museum-ish,
yeah.
but it's very cool.
I mean, I would totally have a cigar room with a humidor and everything in there as well. You know?
All right, and then let's move on. So from the wine cellar, the movie theater.
The movie theater, right.
Oh, that was my favorite.
What was it, 12-person movie theater or something like that?
And that's the thing. I saw the indoor movie theater, and then I saw the $1 million outdoor TV, and I'd probably be using the indoor movie theater more than the outdoor TV.
Yeah, it's like you have a party, and you get the fire pit going. Like,
the
outside
TV is to watch a game outside.
Right, yeah.
Yeah.
Like, oh, yeah, imagine watching a football game like in the fall. How nice, it's crisp. You're outside.
That would be nice.
That's sick. Yeah, that's sick. Make a little barbecue
Or it's Saturday night, movie night. You put on a Disney movie for the kids.
Friday night, party
or
night.
Or for yourself, right. whenever. Mm-hmm.
Friday night, party night. Yeah. That's a sick house.
So I have a question for – there's one thing that really stood out to me. And I have a question for AJ.
Yes.
So, AJ.
Yes.
Would you spend $30 million for only a three-car garage?
I would build upon that, yeah. I mean, it depends on how deep it is. I can, you know, some three-car garage is really a six-car garage.
No, but if it was six, they'd say six.
Yeah.
For AJ, it's actually a two-car garage because one of them is a fully electrical charging station, which he has no interest in.
I'm ripping that the hell out.
Exactly.
I'm selling that to somebody.
It's funny. When I'm
selling
it to somebody. Closing,
right.
You would see it on the street curb.
Yeah, right.
Like just wires.
Exactly. Or the next tag sale. There you go. Who needs a charging station? Because no electric vehicles are ever going to be owned by me.
It's all internal combustion here, guys.
Exactly, right. Matter of fact, you're going to smell really exotic fumes coming from over here. I'm buying 93 octane. I can afford it now.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Yeah.
Because if you're a car guy and you look at that house with a three-car garage, the first question... See, I know exactly where AJ would put the car barn. It would be where the tennis court is.
Yeah, because I have no need for tennis.
Yeah.
Right. So that's an extra...
Cardio?
Right.
Get out of here.
I would have a full gym in the house and everything.
and everything. It's got a basketball court.
I would have treadmills and things. I would have full cardio. But no, I have no need for tennis. I don't play tennis.
Yeah, none of my I wouldn't want play a tennis court.
So
either.
I would extend the garage down that way and make it a 30-car garage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Smart.
With a nice man cave right above it, you know? A nice man cave right above it. I would have lifts and everything. Yeah, it's awesome. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, floors. Like, actually, if I spill my taco on the floor, I can actually eat it, you know?
There's a swimming pool, but I didn't see where if it said how big the pool is.
It looked nice, though. Really nice.
Huge pool.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, everything's brand new. It's new construction. Everything's top of the line. I'm sure it's gorgeous.
Yeah. You know what caught my attention is that the guy who built it is Yale Fishman of Hampton Luxury Estates.
Nice.
That's the seller.
What a way. What a way to get your name out there.
Yeah.
Truth.
Yeah. Yeah, see this? We could do some of this at your place.
But he built that for himself, no? Is he living in it?
No, he built this custom spec home to sell it. No, yeah. He built this for profit.
One of the best shots of this place is the one they took from the house, from the covered patio, where you're looking on to, like, you see a bunch of the really expensive outdoor furniture that probably costs more than my house.
Yeah.
Going into the pool, and then you see like a chimney, like an outdoor fireplace, and then to the left you see the $1 million television set, and there's all this sick lawn. The house continues along the side of the pool. I'm like, who lives like this?
Yeah, it's unreal.
I swear to God, I'm like, how did you do this? How did you do this?
If I'm with my cousin and I, you know, because he's a boater, and I see one of those boats that look like a freaking ship.
Yeah.
It has a little helicopter on it and stuff. I'm like, can I just know what you do?
How did you do this?
Explain.
How did you do this?
What does your paycheck look like?
I'll give you $20. Just tell me how you did it.
Yeah.
Teach me.
Yeah.
That's funny. I think the same thing.
Yep.
Because if you have that house, that's your Southampton house.
Yeah.
There's other houses. You have a New York City apartment.
Yes, you do. And like one of the luxury buildings.
You probably have something in Colorado.
There's probably several floors of the building.
And you probably have something in Italy.
Yeah. And you probably something in Miami. How did you do this? How?
It always comes to this when we talk about nice houses. It's like, we get all depressed.
I just want to knock on the door and go, how did you do this? You know, I'm sorry. I'm just passing by, and I just got to know. How did you do this? And then I'll leave. I promise you'll never see me ever again.
See your house?
Just tell me how you did this, just so I can sleep tonight, because right now I want to run the traffic, okay? Just show me how you did this. What's in the box?
What happened?
What did you do? How did you do it? I'm sure we...
And it's funny because those people are like our age or younger.
Right.
You see some kid come out like, I want to talk to your father. Well, he doesn't live here. This is my house.
Right. How did you do this?
What do you mean by how?
Yeah.
Like, yeah. Where did I go wrong?
No, but at some point, like, you were a baby next to another baby.
Right. And that baby now has this house.
Baby. You were right next to that baby.
And mine,
hospital.
I have to close my door carefully so the front porch doesn't fall off. How did you do this? How? That's all I want to know. I'll go away and you'll never see me again.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Yeah.
I'll leave. You can watch me. You can guide me down the street.
That's something. And, you know, these stories are typically, well, they were either born into it or it was a gradual thing like Jeff Bezos.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, he just started a company, starting a garage.
But what company? How?
Exactly right. Yeah.
How did you know?
Right. Right.
And it's not one decision. I'm going to be successful and rich. It's a million decisions every day.
Right.
Mostly right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, what's it like to walk through that house? I mean, imagine that's your house. Every day you get up and you walk around, your bare feet on the heated floors. You go to the bathroom, you take a leak, right? The toilet pipe flushes itself.
Probably.
You know, you got a bidet, you know, washes your butthole too. Then you go into your shower and it's a million heads hitting you at once.
Don't forget the toilet warmers on the seat so you don't have to sit down on a cold seat.
Exactly right.
Oh, that's peasant stuff.
There's all that, right? Then you get to your kitchen and everything.
This gives you a full, like, health checkup.
Every modern appliance going on here. I want to make some bacon on my 6-burner stove over here, you know? And you're looking out, you're having your coffee, you're not cooking for yourself.
That's
exactly.
Annoying.
And you're just sipping your coffee, you're looking at that pool with a TV set, and how?
Yeah.
How did you do this?
It's an interesting life. Like, I love my house. I just, you know, it's nothing special. You just walk around. You're like, this is great, man.
You're not grabbing a handrail going on the stairs of them. But don't grab it too hard. It'll come out of the wall. You know? You always worry about the safety of the guy from Amazon.
We can let Jonathan talk a little bit.
Sorry, go ahead. Right.
No, I'm enjoying listening this morning.
No, you're not.
I love it.
All right, so Jonathan, we're gonna name a town, and then Phil's gonna go to the town and tell us the highest price home in that town. All right, let's start with Wallingford.
Ooh,
Wallingford,
hot town.
What do we think?
Wallingford, the most expensive,
The most expensive residential house, right. House, not commercial property.
I've seen some pretty large houses. I'm gonna say like 1.2.
I'm gonna say 3.5.
3.5 is way high. 1.2 is not a bad guess. I'm going to go with $9.99.
Was the price right?
Yeah.
If this was Price is Right, AJ, you went over.
Oh.
1.199.
Oh, son of, you know what.
Yeah. All right, so wow, you were right there.
You were right there. Yeah.
But you nailed it, basically.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah. What is it? What kind of house?
It's got to be on Turnberry. That's yeah, exactly we really have one street in Wallingford where we have $1 million houses.
Wow.
And that would be Turnberry.
Oh, I think I know a couple of people who live on that road.
It's got like a little mini spire on the top of the house and everything.
Oh, cool.
It's got a full front patio, like covered porch where you can like sit and like all, it looks like it wraps around actually.
And great views.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, gorgeous area. That's right by the vineyard, Govea Vineyard.
Oh.
No kidding.
Right. I want to see water.
All right, let's pick another town. You want to pick a town with water, AJ?
Let's go East Haven.
East Haven.
It's right on the water.
Yeah.
East Haven's got some nice waterfront.
Yeah. $3
million. I'm going to say $2
million. $2.5 million.
3750.
Thank you.
Nice. Look at you.
And then the next one, though. So I cheated.
Oh.
I look at real estate.
Okay.
That one caught my eye.
Yeah.
The next one down is like way down. It's not like 2.9.
Oh, it's way down.
It's like 1.2, I think, or something, right?
That's still nice.
Let me see.
1.3. They have some beautiful 1.3.
1.35. Yeah.
I like it over there.
Me too.
Yeah. No, it's nice.
It's really interesting with this top sell, like the highest price one in East Haven did, is they took a picture of the whole shoreline, and they have all the houses, and they have this arrow pointing. They're like, see this biggest house? Yeah. This is the one that
this
we
is
need.
The one.
This is the one
we're
you
talking
want.
About this one.
Yep.
That
this one
house
over
is sweet.
They wrote this one over here.
That house is sweet. Right?
Yeah.
You fit 9 IROCs in that garage.
Sorry. Let's pick a... How about Bridgeport?
Bridgeport.
Well, you know they got some. They got some shoreline.
Yeah. What's the area? Oh, we got to go to a break. But what's the area in Bridgeport?
Oh, with the Captain's Cove.
I know the area too.
Mr. Memory, do you remember
Black Rock?
Thank you.
That's it.
I'm gonna say if Black Rock. I'm gonna say $2.5 million.
Yeah, I'm gonna stick around 1.2.
Really? That's a little high.
Ashley?
$1 million.
1.75.
Really?
1.75, wow.
What kind of house does that get you in Bridgeport?
Let me see. Oh, wait. Maybe I...
the mayor's mansion. Sorry.
I maybe get a property that's not like just a single home here.
Oh,
yeah. Nope, nope. That's not it.
Yep, but,
oh. Damn it.
Yeah.
1.150 looks like.
1.150.
Okay. That was right there.
Yeah.
Nice.
What kind of house?
I suck at this, obviously.
Nope, this is property two. Nope. Let's say no to that. 1149. Just a little less than that one.
Oh.
Here we go. Davidson Street. The gem of Black Rock is what they call it.
Oh, boy. That's got to be a nice one. Yeah. What's the taxes?
Let me see.
Let me guess. $50,000 a year.
Looking so here they pay.
Can
you
imagine paying $50,000 a year?
Ugh.
No,
and that's just for the house tax.
Yeah, no.
1637 monthly, property taxes.
1.67. What?
Hey,
1,600.
Yeah,
that English.
Yep.
Is this by the water?
Estimated monthly cost $6,740.
That's for the mortgage, insurance, everything.
Principal and interest. Yep, all that.
All that. 6,
blood 000. Insurance.
$6,000 a month.
$6,740 monthly costs estimated.
Wow. There's a gem.
Yeah, there's a gem. Wow. All right, Jonathan, you have something coming up Thursday?
Yes, we do. We have our career night this Thursday, July 28th at 6 p.m. in our Brantford office, and we're still taking registrations at meetcarbeauty.com. So anybody who wants to register, just go to www.meetcarbeauty.com.
How long does it take to get your license?
There's some accelerated programs. I think it's about 5 weeks for the pre-licensing class and then another 3 to 4 weeks from the time that you pass that class. Yeah, it's about 10. You can get it in about 10 weeks.
It's not bad to set yourself up for a new life.
Yeah, really?
Yeah. All right, Jonathan, we'll link up on the radio station website. Thank you. A Central Florida woman was accused of running around outside a Publix store with a pitchfork and a black whip.
Oh, wow. There's a look.
It's intimidating.
Yep.
While trying to sell teddy bears.
Right.
Feeling like the item doesn't match the method.
Right. What kind of teddy bears were they?
Like, if you're trying to sell, like, ball gags.
Right.
Like, S&M. Okay, I get it.
Right, exactly.
Pitchfork,
other
whip.
Whips. Yeah, right. Makes sense.
Teddy bear, I don't know.
Maybe they're dominatrix of line of teddy bears.
Yeah, maybe they have little leather bras on.
Right. It was a Betty titty.
The incident happened shortly after 2 o'clock. According to an arrest report, a trooper saw a woman yelling and waving a pitchfork and a whip.
Well, that'll grab your attention. I mean, they say, you know, you got to make the people come to you.
Yep.
This will do it.
I'd love to see video footage of, because you know.
What was your sales pitch?
You know, one, when you're going to the grocery store, all you want to do is get in and get out.
Yeah.
And then two, it's Florida. So I'm sure people are just walking right by as if nothing's happened.
Just
a
Tuesday.
Like a New York City street where you're just like, wow.
Doesn't even register. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I'm busy.
That all you got?
Yeah.
I just need a bag of ice. Just please leave me alone.
Right. Oh, can I buy the pitchfork?
And I would like to hear the pitch.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah, what
pitch.
Would it be?
Right.
Mm. Buy these or I'll kill you!
Yeah.
It's a good pitch.
That'll do it. I'm going to run this through your chest.
Right.
If you don't buy this, I will whip you and fork you.
Thing with a whip is you can easily hurt yourself.
You can. Do it the wrong way. That's the wind changes.
I might put my shopping off for a few minutes to stand back and just see if she whips her face off.
Right.
Dun, dun, dun.
Yeah, right. That's how she reached you. She'd like grab you by your neck and pull you in.
And then stab you with the pitchfork.
Right. If you didn't buy the teddy bear, yeah.
Mm.
Right. Listen, you buy this teddy bear right now.
Yeah. She whips a cigarette out of your mouth.
Right. Oh, my God. That was amazing. Well, that's for a cute, cuddly teddy bear.
Yeah. If that's what she's doing in public, what are you doing in private?
Yeah, I don't want
to
know.
You don't want people to see.
Yeah, I don't want to touch those teddy bears.
What's the other side of you?
What's on those teddy bears?
Yeah, put them in the wash.
I don't want that,
we
yeah.
need to go to her house and check the basement.
Right.
To see if there's anyone tied up.
Right. The guy used to own the whip and the person with the fork.
Yep. Right. Where did you get the whip?
Exactly right. Where's the rest of the body?
Where'd you get the teddy bears?
Seriously.
That you're selling.
Right. Was it some teddy bear salesman you just killed and grabbed the stuff?
Yeah, when there's no storefront, there's a lot of questions
there's
here.
There's blood on this bear.
There's a dead teddy bear salesman somewhere in a ditch in Florida.
What's that smell? And you don't want to know what one of those bears was stuffed.
Somewhere like Oklahoma's like, oh my God, those teddy bears look familiar.
Right.
Those were Luke's.
You know, no one's seen Virgil ever since he went down to Florida with them teddy bears. He said he'd be back in 4 days. In 40 years.
So this woman's 56 years old.
Oh. Old enough to know better.
Definitely.
I would hope so.
Right. Miss sales pitch.
I just wonder if we could trace back one moment in her life where it's like, yep, this is.
That's where she went left.
See you in the Publix parking lot 30 years from now.
Right.
That was a whip and a pitchfork.
Yep. That was a sales pitch fork.
I wonder what it says, like, in her high school yearbook. Like,
oh, my God, yes.
Most likely to be selling teddy bears with a whip and a pitchfork in a Publix parking lot.
Most likely to snap mainspring sometime around 50.
I wouldn't even be able to come up with that.
Yeah. Yeah, selling, not in my wildest
like,
dreams.
It's not even, like, come up with something wild right. that she'll be doing.
Yeah.
In a Publix parking lot selling teddy bears with a pitchfork and a whip.
Well, she had a good location in Florida.
And what's with the pitchfork and the whip? Why?
Why?
Chair? You couldn't, like,
Yeah. I mean, he's supposed to be like a lion tamer or something like that.
Yeah, but you don't do it with a pitchfork.
No.
It's a chair and a whip.
Exactly right. And the pitchfork
or
is no whip.
Or a pitchfork and a torch.
Right.
Maybe she's got the teddy bears on the pitchfork.
Oh, yeah. There's like five of them on there.
Yeah. Right. Like those guys that sell the cotton candy at the game that carry it around like that.
Right. Ah, that's a good way.
Every bear has that wide-eyed expression like, ooh.
Oh, those poor teddy bears.
Yep.
So the trooper went over, spoke to the manager of the store, and then... the manager said, yeah, she was trying to sell them in the front of the store, back of the store. And the trooper spoke to her, and she wanted to keep selling her bears.
Well, no, she's committed. Or will be.
And apparently she stabbed a man's minivan.
Oh. There's a sales pitch right there.
If I take out the tires, you can't get away.
That's your approach right
there. If you have a pitchfork, you're going to stab something.
Right, I'm going to stab you in the face by this bear.
Well, she saw that van and thought, he can handle a lot of teddy bears.
Right.
That van.
You can take
my
them all.
Whole supply.
You can take them all right now.
Trooper said the woman appeared to be highly intoxicated on some sort of stimulant drug.
Oh, okay.
She reportedly told law enforcement she felt no pain. This is a quote. She felt no pain anymore and that God was in control.
Oh, okay. So God said get the whip and the pitchfork.
First of all, God has turned his back on Florida long ago.
Yes, he did.
Have you ever seen a parent with like five kids in the store and like one's behaving and four are going crazy?
Mm-hmm.
And what's the parent doing? Talking to the normal one,
the
and
one.
The other four are like, I don't really care.
Yep. Someday.
That's what happened with God in Florida.
Someday he just won't come
God
home.
God was like, I'm sorry, man. Yep. This right. is a cesspool.
Every now and then God's walking by with a beer, looks down like, and goes, look at these idiots, and keeps on going.
Yeah, God is not in control of that mess.
God's box of Cheez-Its and a beer. Look at these idiots, and keep on moving.
God with a box of Cheez-Its.
Right, sits in a recliner.
Yeah.
This was the Jazz and AJ podcast. Thanks for getting through the whole damn thing. Subscribe now, and please rate and review us. Unless you have terrible things to say, then please don't. Also, share this podcast with friends. Jazz and AJ in the Morning happens weekdays from 5:30 a.m. to 10 a.m. out of New Haven, Connecticut on the mighty 99.1 PLR.